If Governor Andrew Cuomo has his way, New York's minimum wage will rise to $10.50 an hour by the end of this year and to $15 an hour in 5 years. It would be the highest statewide minimum wage in the country, matching the minimums in cities like Seattle and San Francisco. Many small businesses in the North Country are having a hard time seeing this big raise as a good thing, even when they recognize how hard it is for minimum wage workers to get by. Low-wage workers can hardly imagine their wages going that high. WRVO's Julia Botero spoke to some small business owners and workers in Watertown to get an idea of how this would affect them.
Leoni Miller grew up in Watertown. She started working her first minimum wage job when she was 16.
Working at the laundromat, closing, cleaning.
By 19, Leoni was married. The next year, she had a baby girl, then a boy, and later she divorced. By 22, she was a single mother waiting tables in Watertown. Leoni supports herself and her two kids on low-wage jobs, but just barely.
Disconnection notices all the time. I live with it all the time.
Today, Leoni works 40 hours a week at a small cafe. Her coworkers say she never stops moving. She's constantly wiping tables, sweeping the floor, making sure everybody else is multitasking. Leoni is paid $11 an hour. That's $2 more than New York's current minimum wage. She says she likes her job, but when she looks down at her paycheck, she has this reaction.
I'm like running this place and I'm still getting a crappy paycheck.
Leoni relies on food stamps every month to feed herself and her two children.
I'm the only person that supports my children, so it's not like I want to be on social services. I do not want to be. That's why I've worked full-time my whole life. But it's not enough.
Governor Andrew Cuomo calls his $15 minimum reasonable, in line with inflation. But people like Ken Polkowski, vice president of the Business Council for New York State, say this will be catastrophic for small businesses in the North Country.
No doubt. Employers will adapt or try to adapt, but they'll adapt in ways that I think are going to be disappointing to the proponents of this.
What Bukowski is saying is that business owners may have to make changes like cut jobs or workers' hours to balance the extra cost of things like payroll tax and workers' compensation.
You can, pass a law to say this employer has to pay, X per hour. Doesn't mean that an employer can afford to do so.
The owner of the Paddock Club is already feeling the heat. One afternoon, as his bartenders prep for the night, Robert Dalton is sitting at his desk typing numbers into a spreadsheet. On January 1st, Dalton was forced to raise the pay of his waitstaff from $5 to $7.50 an hour. He says since then, he's had to make tough business decisions.
Right now, I've had to increase my prices on our party menus. I've actually had my employees step it up a little bit more.
Dalton says he's had to cut his waitress, and he's already switched to a cheaper food supplier. He says he'd rather not raise his menu prices. And in a perfect world, he says he wishes he could afford to pay his workers more.
They have to live too. We all have to live. They deserve it. But how do I pay for it? That's the problem.
Well, I'm always concerned about the weather putting me out of business. I'm more worried about New York State putting me out of business.
Tim McAtee owns Dry Hill Ski Area. He says the fact that his business is seasonal puts him on shakier footing than others in Watertown. McAtee employs 100 people. At least 70% earn minimum wage.
If the minimum wage goes to $15 an hour, the Dry Hill ski area will close.
McAtee fears as his lowest paid workers' wages go up, he'll have to raise everyone's pay across the board. He agrees it's hard to get by on just $9 an hour, but he says the minimum wage isn't supposed to be a living wage.
In fact, minimum wage should be a wage that you earn and you learn that you don't want to earn minimum wage. This is for part-time people, high school kids, a retired person working for some side money. It's not to live on.
But people like Leoni Miller are living off the minimum wage. At 37 years old, she says she feels stuck.
I had to take whatever that was paying money to make sure my kids had what they needed.
Leonie did earn an associate's degree to try and step up the ladder, but she hasn't found a job in her field in Watertown. She says she can't even imagine getting paid $15 an hour at the job she has now.
I'd be scared that it wasn't real or something. I'm like, I better hurry up and pay these bills.
Like you would pay them like 3 months in advance.
Yeah, pay them ahead of time so I ain't got to worry about it.
Leonie says with the wage increase, life would change for everybody. She says whatever she earns, she'll find a way to make it work for herself and her children. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Watertown.